1973.
To write a cathedral, I'll need a ballpoint pen. It'll sound like Common People, sung by Christopher Wren. On an upright piano, with nice narrow keys, in a Glaswegian chapel, or a Parisian library. And as I sing, I watch you diving into a swimming pool that shines like a screen. And I call out, isn't this living? And I call out, isn't this living? And you call back, it's living. And you call back, it's living. The dream. I see my family in an ugly cemetery. Two of them have been crying, two have shovels at the ready. And I'd be lying if I said I'd foreseen this. I'd prefer to burn my body in Varanasi. As I burn, I watch you driving into a swimming pool that shines like a screen. And I call out, isn't this living? And I call out, isn't this living? And you call back, it's living. And you call back, it's living. I wanted kids getting into good schools, following, breaking all the new rules, scoring goals, leading roles, plimsolls, no holes in a car with nice curves, a wife with a perfect son. Badminton, doubles, champion, 1973. Then Christopher Wren would smile down on me. To ride a cathedral, ballpoint pen. To ride a cathedral, I need a ballpoint pen. To ride a cathedral, I need a ballpoint pen. To ride a cathedral, I need a ballpoint pen.
Then it's an alien with extra ability, pushed time to next century. Somewhere his craft lost control. Guess where he stopped for petrol. Wishing America to happy. Wishing America to an alien passing by, wishing everyone be back home in Jupiter. Things getting harder, wishing everyone ease. When I made a joke about shooting stars, spoke like a true bard, said don't play with songs, music is not marked as fierce toy, tear joys. Wishing Americana happy, wishing Americana
All right, that was the band Tigris with their song Dr. Schmaltz, released from earlier this year, I think. Before that, we heard Jupiter by Benjamin Clementine off his album I Tell a Fly. And at the very top of the hour, we heard the Mauritian Badminton Doubles Champion of 1973 by Hamish Hawk. Again, this is Rick Todhunter filling in for Arthur. If you're a regular listener at this time of the day, you'd normally be hearing his great show, The Grand Hour. But he's training me today, so I get to play what I want, and I hope you're not too disappointed. All right, let's keep it going. Here's 17 Dirty Magazines by band Modern Skirts.
To frame a face but to a name, I'll be on the back of your mind. Try to taste this day, it's been such a waste, like boxing with our hands in a bind.
Sensational soul. Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends.
I
had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
All right. That was Bayon with their song Must Be True from their new album Temporary Time. Before that, we heard Soul Obsession by Nation of Language off their excellent new album Strange Disciple. And before that, we heard 17 Dirty Magazines by the late, great North Carolina band Modern Skirts. This is Rick Todhunter filling in for Arthur. Again, normally you'd be listening to the Grand Hour on Wednesdays at this time, but he is training me today, so unfortunately you're not going to be able to hear his show today. Anyway, let's keep going. This is a Heart Beating by the new band Mother Tongues on WMFO. This is WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh, Again and again and again. It hurts. It hurts so bad. Sometimes I cry. Oh.
By the time you realize I'll be gone, you better change my tear before it's too late. By the time you realize I'll be gone, better change my tempo before it's too late.
Okay. That was 103 by The Kills. Alison Mosshart and The Kills off their new album, God Games. Before that, we heard the excellent classic Zambian band, Witch, with By the Time You Realize and a single off their brand new album called Zango. I don't think those guys have ever put out a bad album. Just an amazing band. Before that, we heard the Ukrainians with their cover of the Smiths song, Big Mouth Strikes Again. The title in Ukrainian is Batyar, but it is a Smiths song from their album Kultura. And before that, we heard Mother Tongues with A Heart Beating. Mother Tongues being a brand new band that I am enjoying very much. All right, this is Rick Todhunter on WMFO Medford covering Arthur's Grand Hour showtime. Again, normally this would be the Grand Hour from 5 to 6 on Wednesday mornings, but Arthur is training me today, so he's letting me play what I want. And I hope you are not too disappointed to be missing his show. All right, coming up next is a song called A Fight Breaks Out at a Karaoke Bar by a band called Girl Gang.
Another stupid Friday night, time to hit the bar. Really not feeling it, supposed to split the shot. Thank God all the boys and the glamours. A night of debauchery you don't wanna miss. A smoky eye will do the trick. A tight little skirt will make the boys kneel. Forget your shit, just go for the kill. It's a thrill you've been looking for. Your whole life, a fun it is.
Okay, that was Twisterella by the great British band Ride, from back in the day. That was, geez, 2011. Before that, we heard A Fight Breaks Out at a Karaoke Bar by Girl Gang off their new album Spunky. And before that, we heard The Kills with the song 103 from their new album called God Games. This is Rick Todhunter filling in for Arthur. You'd normally be listening to The Grand Hour right now, but I'm taking over for the morning. Okay, so here comes a great song called Stars Are the Light by the band Moon Duo on WMFO.
picture.
Hey, you, the muscles and the long hair, telling me that women are superior to men. Most guys just don't appreciate this. You just try convincing me you're better than them. So who